Hi, it's Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor, and here we are at day three of the 7 Simple and Powerful Tools to Use Today for Greater Success series. How are you doing? Have you begun to listen to your best friend and been able to tame his or her thoughts? I hope so. It's really fascinating beginning to pay attention to yourself, isn't it? There's so much external noise clamoring for your attention that we do forget to hear our own selves think. But once we do hear that thought, it's time to listen critically and check in on them. Are they accurate thoughts? Are they truthful thoughts? And are they compassionate thoughts? These thoughts so affect our spirits and our well-being that I do hope that you can get to an accurate, truthful, and compassionate thinking pattern. Indeed, our thoughts determine the level of our success. So, okay, on to tool number 3, which is turning up the volume of our own inner wisdom and setting intentions. By this, I mean creating a way to listen to the inner wisdom of your own spirit instead of the noise of our mental voice. While there's a lot of noise outside of us trying to talk to us and getting our thoughts and our patterns going, our mental voice is also noise sometimes. It tends to be less than accurate. It can be based on our past experiences or what other people are telling us. And it's also based on how our own ego interprets them. On the other hand, our inner wisdom is based on our spiritual being, our soul, and what it desires for us and those around us, and those whom we love, and those whom we want to be with. This wisdom, when followed, will lead you to all kinds of joy, abundance, and great, great success. Now that you're taming your critical voice, you're able to begin to hear this wisdom. But let's help it a little bit. Let's turn up its volume in this tool number 3. We do this by creating a space where it can be heard. Turning down the volume of our critical voice helps create that space. But you can also create an external space by using the power of the energy around us and applying feng shui principles. More, this will help you plan, prioritize, and organize those things in your life. So to do this, the first thing we must do in turning up this volume 2 and number 3 is begin to declutter our outer environment. There's been a lot to be said about decluttering, and I wholeheartedly agree with most of it out there. If you work in a clean environment, you are indeed more productive. And if you're more productive, it leads to greater success. So the assignment here today is a small one. I want you to pick that one overflowing miscellaneous drawer in your office or your house. Now, be honest, we all have them. I have one. My home and my office are relatively clutter-free, but I have my dumping ground, and each week I go to it and I clean it out. So find that quote-unquote dumping ground and clean it out. Use the rule, love it, use it, or lose it. If you love it, keep it, and give it a special home. Don't just put it back in that drawer. If you use it, put it in an appropriate location. For instance, you know, my dumping ground is where I throw miscellaneous stuff. And I was walking around the house with my stapler the other day, and I dumped my stapler in this drawer. It belongs in its drawer next to my desk. So back it goes. That's the example of if you use it, put it in an appropriate location. And if you don't love it, and you don't use it, lose it. Say goodbye to it, recycle it, repurpose it, or throw it away. So tool number 3 is turning up the volume. It starts by creating a clutter-free environment that you can work from so that all that external noise of the clutter around you doesn't speak to you, but rather you can then focus on the good energy that flows within you, in and around you as well. I'll see you tomorrow for tool number 4. And until then, start decluttering and keep smiling.